Our guest today on the Action Line is Scott Foster with the Journey Home here in Murfreesboro on West Castle Street. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Scott Foster.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. How are you today?
I am well. I just want to thank you for letting my beautiful wife and me open up the Journey Home last Christmas. And, of course, my two boys came and served and helped and cooked and did all those wonderful things. And I want to thank you for giving us permission to open it up again this Christmas. And my two sons have already committed themselves. One's going to make the a big pot of chili. And, of course, we have someone from First Methodist who's going to make the soup this time. But I want to thank you for that because I think when those people come there, they don't just come to eat. They come to be loved. And I feel that they do get love there on the, you know, we're there on Mondays. We get there at 9 and we stay till around 2. And those people need to be loved. You know, it could be one of us, one or two paydays away, and we could be on the street. And I just want to thank you, Scott, for what you and your beautiful family are doing. And I just thank you for all those volunteers that are there helping.
Well,
just continue the good work, Scott. I love you and your family in the precious name of Jesus. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Jack brings up a good point that we ought to talk about, the holiday events that are coming up at the Journey Home. Next week on Thursday, we will have a big all the trimming and fixings Thanksgiving meal. Not just for anyone that happens to be homeless on Thursday morning. If your family would like to come and have a great meal, maybe it's something that, you know, some of the families are having a hard time putting together otherwise, but it's really open to the community. It's going to be at our outreach center from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. You don't have to make any reservations. We've got a lot of volunteers that have called in and signed up to help us work it, and we're going to be cooking the food, turkey dressing, ham, the whole nine yards. And then as we look forward toward the Christmas season, we will have our regular programs, but we'll also have a big Christmas Eve meal and a Christmas Eve service immediately following that meal. And then on Christmas Day, we will be open on that Sunday for the meal that Jack just alluded to. So we'll have those things posted, and also folks can find information out at our website. We have a website, www.lovegodservepeople.org, and folks can find out about our calendar on the web as well.
Displaying your Christianity by way of example sounds like it plays a huge role in everything that you do there. I'm curious, if somebody listening wants to take their family there to help volunteer, let's say on Thanksgiving Day, is it something where the kids can actually help out, and the kids and the adults?
There, we certainly have places that children and adults can help out. I will tell you that our Thanksgiving Day volunteer list is virtually full. They can give us a call at the office. Our office number is 809-2644, and find out what spots are left. I do think we have some spots from like noon to 2, helping us wrap up and clean up and that kind of a thing. Left, and we encourage families to get involved. For many working families, it's the holidays are kind of the only times during the week that they can come and get involved. So we've had a number of people sign up amongst the volunteers that generally volunteer at the center. But we still have a few spots left, I believe.
For somebody who wants to volunteer, let's say on a Monday night to help serve dinner, do they just show up?
Ordinarily, we have folks that either come on schedule or as part of a group. And so what the best thing to do is for volunteers is to call our office and find out the different times and different needs. We have a lot of different opportunities for volunteers. We have things involved in our feeding program and our meal program. We have volunteer opportunities packing boxes for food. We have sorting clothes and putting up clothing. During the season, we have lots of opportunities in our community garden, which is a big project that we do. And there are just a lot of different opportunities to come in and help. We also need help working in the office, just answering phones, you know. So there are a lot of different opportunities, and the best way to do that is to call ahead of time and let us understand what you want to do and see how we can plug you in. Sometimes if people just show up, we're unprepared, and they might not have a great experience or feel like they were really able to help others because we weren't prepared, you know, to have them help. So the best way to do that is to call the office, 809-2644.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say thanks to the Journey Home because I do know that things that we have sent people over there when I was working over in Miss Conlon, and there were so many people since you all have helped. To God be the glory, because that's what it's all about, people's caring for people that less fortunate than they are. And that's what Christ wants us to do, to reach out and help people and let them know that they are loved, because God made us all. And we, none of us don't know what situation that we may fall in or what we might need to be, or, you know, do. Because where I work at an organization, non-fun, which is Elder First Day Service, and it is so many people that come over there that need to let you know that someone cares for them or love them. And that's what it's all about. It's all about God, and it's all about us. Till God gets the glory. And I am so thankful for you all, because God wants us to be that way. It's not about what you do or what you got or what you don't have or what you did have, but it's about being concerned about people. That's what Christ wants us to be. And this is our girl friend, Swager, Charlene Lusser Swager. But thank God for you and other people like you.
Thank you very much. That is the real point. We do what we do not because there's a need, but in trying to be obedient to what God's called us to do as Christians in our community. And she also brings up another great point, that I think the biggest thing that we overcome, or that we strive to overcome, is that people come to our center and they somehow believe they're not very valuable, or they don't have much worth. And because, you know, our society would kind of say that, you know, if you don't have much, or if you don't have a home, or if you don't have a stable job, or if you don't have much money, or these kind of things, that you're just not worth very much. But see, God says something different. You know, he says that we're valuable because of how he made us and who we are in him. And so that's something that we really work hard to help people believe in. Because if people can overcome their feeling of unworthiness, then they can release themselves to achieve and to move forward and to put together all the different pieces of their life. And sometimes that can be a real obstacle before they do.
Our guest today on the Action Line is Scott Foster with the Journey Home here in Murfreesboro on West Castle Street. I'm curious, how big of a role does alcohol and drugs, how big of a role do those things play in the homeless population?
You know, it's a very significant role. Whether a person became or was facing poverty issues and then turned to drugs and alcohol, or whether they were in drugs and alcohol and that created poverty issues, in both cases, it really, really affects our community and our population that we work with. Also, we have a very significant number of the homeless population that have mental health issues, which tend many times to be kind of co-occurring with substance abuse issues. So we certainly, we experience that a lot. And those are some of the things that we help try to coordinate services with other agencies that do drug and alcohol counseling and other even inpatient programs, that we coordinate getting people there and pretty much supporting the efforts that those other agencies make. One of our goals is to help provide services for all the different complex issues that go on in that person's life. But we don't necessarily provide all of the resources ourselves. Sometimes we do that in referring them or coordinating with them and another agency in our community.
Let's take another call. Good morning. Apparently we missed that call. How do you go about deciding where to send somebody for help?
You know, we've developed relationships with a number of health providers, mental health providers, substance abuse counseling agencies, and other counseling agencies over the past several years. So we kind of try to match up that person's individual situation to what that particular agency focuses on.
How many places are there in Rutherford County where you can send somebody?
Well, there are a number of places through the Mental Health Co-op, the Guidance Center. We have some counseling resources there, Branches Recovery Center. We have 180 Degrees. We have Lazarus Project. We have a number of different programs in our community. Some of them are quite small, and some of them are provide housing as well, and some of them are outpatient. So it kind of, you know, depends on what that person's situation is. But we have a number here. And then, of course, we have many resources in Nashville and the greater Nashville community.
Let's try this other line here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. I was listening to the gentleman there talk about the journey home. And I was just wondering, I imagine not all people who seek his services are people who maybe have drug or mental health problems. You know, with the economy the way it is, people getting laid off and, you know, not having any viable income coming in, we too can easily be homeless. Those maybe of us who are sitting in the warm, cozy comfort of our home this morning, listening to the program, we could easily become one of the people that he helps there. If you saw this morning's D&J, what I'm talking about was right on the front page, talking about a couple that the gentleman was sick and now disabled, and his wife had a very good paying job, but now they're getting ready to be evicted because of foreclosure on their home. And, you know, they're going to maybe become a part of the homeless population. So, you know, right now we need to think, you know, just because we have a roof over our head and a bite to eat, in a month or two that could easily change. You know, and I thought I'd just call in and express that comment. Thank you.
You know, you are absolutely right. And mental health issues and substance abuse issues do impact a significant segment of our population, but not nearly all of our folks that we work with. Homelessness is complicated. When you are have instability in your housing, it touches every aspect of your life, you know, and solutions are not easy, and they're not quick a lot of times. So you are absolutely right. A health issue could come up, a loss of a job could come up, a family breakup could come up. There are many, many, many reasons that people experience poverty issues in their life, and drugs and alcohol are just one, and by no means does it affect all of the homeless population. In fact, I would say that, you know, it's not even nearly all of the homeless population.
In this economy, how often do you meet with people who come into your shelter and say, you know, I used to have a good paying job, my family used to be on the up and up, the next thing we knew, we lost everything and lost my job? How often does that happen?
Every day. And it's not simply folks who dropped out of high school or this or that. You know, we've served people that have master's degrees. We've served people that have bachelor's degrees. It's not any particular. You couldn't just point to one category of people and say, well, this is where your homeless population is going to come from. Now, obviously, education and skills and training, those help people avoid becoming homeless. But we serve folks every day. And I tell you, something that has somewhat changed over the last year is that we are seeing more and more new faces. We also, in some cases, are serving them for a shorter period of time as they get back on their feet. And obviously, that's part of the goal, get people back on their feet and moving forward, and someone else can use those resources that need them. But, you know, we see a variety of folks, and I'll tell you that most of our people that we meet were making it on their own just fine. And then there was some event that happened. It may have been a loss of a job or health issue or, as I said, many things. But there was some event that the spiral started, and all of a sudden they wound up without housing.
Our number is 893-1450. We got to take another break. This will be our last break of the morning. Feel free to call in, 893-1450. It is 852. Temperature outside holding now at 32 degrees. We'll be right back.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Sunshine across the forecast area. Highs in the upper 50s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 30.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
WGNS Murfreesboro listens to you, and that's why your opinion counts.
Look, we gotta have serious talk.
Hey, we care.
I just want to apologize.
Good morning. The time right now, 8:54. Temperature outside holding at 30 degrees. Coming up later on this morning at 11 o'clock, WGNS will be live at Heritage South Credit Union on West College Street, next door to Chewy's. That's coming up this morning at 11 o'clock. We also just got word there is a house fire going on right now in the Battleground Drive area. You know, Scott, that's something else that can lead to homelessness. And right now there is a massive house fire in the area of Battleground Drive. How often do you see people affected by things like that?
You know, we, ironically, we just had a family this week that was affected by a house fire. And we kind of partnered together and worked with the Red Cross, who is kind of the first responder as far as agencies go in a disaster situation like that. But, you know, there's another reason that we didn't mention before that people can, you know, become homeless or even spiral down, you know, if they were uninsured or underinsured or that kind of a thing. Even just the traumatic effect that going through an event like that can have on people's lives, then it can just, you know, it gets complicated.
I can't imagine losing everything to something like a fire. I mean, you would literally lose everything.
That's right. You know, we saw some of that when the tornadoes came through a couple of years ago as well. Folks just, you know, everything that you've put together all your life, you know, is just gone. And I can't imagine that either. Yet people have to face that. And so, you know, hopefully through the Journey Home and other agencies in our community, we can help be a stepping stone back to, you know, normalcy.
You lead by example there. How many times do people who are homeless, who come there for services, how often do they turn around and start helping and volunteering themselves?
You know, a lot of times. A lot of times. When people get their feet back under them, either they, if they're able, they come down to the center a lot of time and are there just to be an encouragement to others or do something that needs to be done. Or they may even, you know, we even have some that support us financially. That send a check-in, you know, each month, because they recognize that they were helped and then they want to turn around and help somebody else.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, I'm interested in knowing, do you do any kind of screening of people or background checks or anything to, you know, see if they're qualified to receive your services?
Yes, ma'am. That's a great question. All of the folks that come and receive services at the Journey Home register with us. We do background checks and that kind of thing, primarily for the safety of our center.
Right.
However, I will say, and I tell my staff all the time, that I pray that God sends me all the folks that nobody else wants and nobody else can deal with, because I believe that, you know, that's part of the folks we're called to help. But one of the things that really helps us when we do our background checks and screenings and things like that is it helps us identify what the obstacles are in their life and what are the areas that they've really got to address. And so then we can help put together resources that deal with that. You know, they may have a substance abuse issue. They may have a criminal background, or they may be a violent person or something of that nature. Well, see, there are resources out there that can help them with those issues. And many times those type things have to be overcome before you can really put together a plan as to how to move forward. So that's a great question. And yes, ma'am, we do that.
Do you ever turn anybody away?
No, ma'am. To my knowledge, we've never turned anyone away initially. There have been a few people that that are no longer welcome at the outreach center because they have been a detriment or a safety, you know, risk to others that are there. But otherwise, no, ma'am. We don't turn anyone away.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling. Our number again, 893-1450. How many people do you serve in a single year?
You know, I don't know that I can answer that question. Some people we serve for a very short time. Maybe we see them one, two, or three times in a year. Others we see fairly regularly, every week. So we serve, you know, 100-plus households each day. We serve around 3,000 meals a month. We distribute about 75 food boxes every week. Our clothes closet, we keep a tally on the clothes that we distribute, and we redistributed about 30,000 clothing items last year, and just uncountable amount of hygiene items and shampoos and soap and razors and, you know, diapers and feminine hygiene products. Anything that is practical that people need to move forward, we try to have that there.
We got about 20 seconds left. Again, just a reminder, the Journey Home Pancake Breakfast is going to be tomorrow. What time will that start?
That starts at 7 a.m., runs until 10 a.m. Tickets are available at the door, and come out and see us and have a great breakfast. Find out about Journey Home.
The Journey Home on West Castle Street here in Murfreesboro near Cannonsburg. Scott Foster has been our guest. Scott, thank you for joining us.
You are very welcome.
Right now that time is 9 o'clock. More news comes your way next.